What's up, guys? Welcome back to Views, the podcast that your mom listens to before she goes to sleep. Wabam. Take that, viewers.
Oh, man. My mom does listen to this before she goes to sleep.
Yeah. So I joke's on you, too.
You got me. You got me and my mom, except she's getting a great podcast. So yeah, I don't know how she lost.
This is what you're in for, guys. The Views podcast is just nonstop hilarity and just straight up. Straight up madness. I can't believe I just dissed everyone's mom.
There's jokes. Dave's going to come for you, and it's a savage kind of place. Savage yeah. Jokes.
And by the way, guys, I don't know if you know this, but all these podcasts are butt naked, like completely ass to the wall.
I have nothing but a small thong on right now.
Yeah.
And that's just because it's cold in here.
And it's fucking adorable.
Thank you so much.
Roll the intro music. All right, guys, and that was another unnecessarily long intro. I'm David, and that's Jason. He's my older friend, 44 years old.
I don't know why you got to say my age every podcast. I think we've been hanging out long enough that we don't need to tell everybody.
I just want to let everybody know what's up.
Born in the 50s.
The other day, I really wanted candy, and I wanted candy like it was like 5 days ago, and Jason's like, okay, I'm gonna get you candy, but you have to promise me that you won't tell my daughter, Charlie, because it's her candy. And they went to the store, and you said you hid it from me. What happened?
We went to the store, and we were like, Daddy, you don't have any snacks at your house. And I'm like, you're right. And so I'm like, let's buy some snacks. And then they found all this candy, and I'm like, well, if you buy all this candy, David's just going to eat it.
Yeah.
And so then Charlie was like, how about if we hide it? And I was like, okay, yeah, let's hide it. We'll hide it in my room. So David wanted candy the other day. I ate a lot of it, too.
And Jason was like, screw it. I'll give it to David. Just don't tell Charlie. So Jason gave me the candy. I took like a handful. I had a bunch of gummy worms. And before I started eating them, I took a selfie with the gummy worms. And I didn't tell Jason up until 10 minutes ago. I went up to his daughter and I showed her a picture of me eating the gummy worms.
And she goes, cool.
I bet your ass you're going to hear about it in the car the next day. The next time you're at the grocery store, you're going to be like, Daddy, what the hell?
She didn't get it.
She didn't get it?
She didn't understand that you took it. She just thought, oh, you like the same candy as me.
Oh, no, it was hers. I'm going to go back out there and shove it in her face.
Gummy worms, are you like those better than Airheads?
Airheads are the best.
You're an Airhead guy.
Guys, fun fact about today's podcast. It's being brought to you live from Jason's ex-wife's place. We are sitting inside Jason's ex-wife's home. She has given us the honor to let us use her.
She's given us the honor because she's gone for 13 days.
She left for 13 days, left the kids with Jason for 13 days. And this is for like all of break, so the kids aren't going to school.
Yeah.
And
No nanny.
No nanny.
Nanny's leaving. Yeah, she's gone last day tomorrow.
So Jason has to take care of these kids. And it still baffles me. I know I say this a lot, but she's on a trip with her new boyfriend, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Where are they going to?
He just lives in London. She's just going to see him.
Oh,
she doesn't get to see him a lot.
He lives in London.
Yeah, she only gets to see him like twice a year. So
okay, but
I feel bad for her.
But isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that amazing?
Well, I'm a very giving person, David.
I know, but that's...
Or you could say doormat.
Pussy ass bitch. it's just so amazing to me that it's just such a weird full circle that you're in your ex-wife's place babysitting. Sorry, I'm like stuttering here. Jason was shaking his fucking leg and he was shaking my mic and it was so distracting and I have to
It's always my fault.
Yeah.
I know.
Your fat ass leg is shaking. What are we recording a music video?
Hey, who brought Oreos over today?
I did.
You chowing down and who had sour cream Pringles at 11 a.m.
I had like four.
Yeah, well, there's nothing left in there.
Stop shaking your fucking leg.
Jason, what is the problem?
Move the wires over because you're shaking my mic and it's messing up.
It's not my fault.
I have to get in a certain mindset when I record these podcasts.
Oh, yeah?
So the hilarity comes.
Freaking.
And the hilarity.
I've yet to hear it.
You've yet to hear the hilarity?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny because I could say the same about you.
I had one good joke. I've been keeping score in my mind.
The only good joke here is your fucking life, Jason.
Oh, wow. That's funny. Where's your girlfriend? Not around.
She's in Houston visiting her family. Thank you very much.
How convenient. convenient for her. Maybe she fucking hates you.
Yeah, maybe. Okay, anyway, as I was saying, I just think it's crazy that Jason has to sit here, single guy, does YouTube for a living, records a podcast with a 20-year-old. He has to sit at home in L.A. with his kids while his wife is out having sex with some London hunk. Dude,
he's a hunk, too.
It makes me so uncomfortable, yeah. and it's so crazy to me that you loved her at one point.
I did. I loved her very much.
And you loved her to the point where if she hooked up with someone, you'd be like, hey, why'd you do that?
Yeah.
And now it's just like, okay, have fun with your new boyfriend.
You're so young. I don't know if you're young or just stupid.
What do you mean?
Like you're just so fucking naive. Dude, like we're a very smart person.
I would never be able to be with I feel like we talked about this on the podcast like 30 times.
Because you're 10 years old. You act like you have like a mind of a 10-year-old. Like, open your mind.
Why do you do this shit?
Why do I do what?
Now you're saying I'm too young and I'm so fucking naive and I'm just a little guy. And then when I make mistakes, you're like, you're not young. You're not young.
No.
You're 21.
No. I'm saying, like, open your mind. Like, why can't you understand? Here, I'll say it nicer. Let me put it in a nicer way. When you get to be older, you'll understand that. That's just life. Life just happens, yes. And you'll be more mature. You won't be so like. Life is mine.
I get it, but I just
you're so possessive of her.
I just think it's crazy that like I can't imagine. I mean, I guess I can.
You will. You.
Like, I guess I can because like I think about the only ex girlfriend I've ever had, and if I had to take care of the kids and she's having sex with some other dude, I would not care for one second. I would just be like, oh, whatever. Yeah, right. I guess when feelings are gone, feelings are gone.
Yeah, and you're skipping a whole big portion, which is like the year or year and a half where you're getting divorced, and that's all real painful. But then afterwards, you're like, well, I'm not going to sit around and be, you know, upset.
Yeah.
So that's it.
How long from your...
I did this. I was the one that wanted a divorce.
Yeah, right.
I did this to myself.
Uh-huh. I don't know if we mentioned this on the podcast.
You didn't want the $3 million house?
Yeah, I don't know if we mentioned this on the podcast, but you were allowed to take stuff from the divorce. You could take half of everything.
I could have, yeah. And she could have taken half of my stuff, too.
And, well, that wouldn't be much. She would have gotten maybe some Wonder Bread and some Cocoa Puffs.
I got a great pair of lawn chairs in the divorce.
Is that what you got?
I remember. She's like, I don't want these lawn chairs. Do you want to take them? When I had my new place, I was like, yeah, all right. And my neighbor was helping me put them in. And I said, oh, this is what I got in the divorce, Doug. And Marnie was right there. And she was like, it's funny.
And you could have taken half the house.
Sure.
So that means it would have forced her to sell the house.
Yeah.
And you would have kept half the profits.
Yeah, that would have been sweet.
Fucking shit, man.
Could have been $1 million in my pocket.
Yeah.
Yeah, damn, yo. It would have been sick.
And why didn't you do it? I wouldn't have done it either. I just want to know why.
You can't do that.
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
I don't know.
To be a total asshole. And I don't understand people that get divorced. Everybody.
But you said even her lawyer was like, what are you doing? Even her lawyer was like, why aren't you taking anything?
Yeah. He was like, okay, so you're really? That's it? Like, we were in there for like 5 minutes. And he was like, okay, are you sure? And I was like, okay, I'll get the paperwork. I'll get the pen, I guess.
I'll get that pen.
He was like, this is the easiest $10,000 I've ever made.
No, that's fair enough. And then how long from your divorce?
There's so many divorces, too, where every divorce I've seen is so nasty. Fight, it goes on.
There's a lot of divorces in L.A., too. Everybody here gets divorced.
People not get divorced in Chicago?
No.
Oh, yeah, because they're also stupid.
What does that mean?
Well, you know, Vernon Hills people.
No, they get divorced in Chicago, which is not at the rate that it is, I think, out here. But how long did you wait to hook up with someone after your divorce?
I don't know. I don't know. A couple
probably,
months.
You probably tried right away, but it took you a couple months, huh?
I got on Tinder.
How long did I wait is a tricky statement.
How long did I wait or how long did I succeed?
How long did it take me until I succeeded?
Yeah, well, we're here in the ex's house. It's a beautiful house. David loves coming over here and laughing at how nice it is compared to my house.
Yeah, it's probably a $3 million house. It has like 6 bedrooms.
Yeah, it's very nice. We're in the
5 bathrooms, pool.
And well decorated.
Really? Yeah, well decorated. Yeah. I mean, we're sitting in the office and there's more furniture here than there is in Jason's entire house. And that says something. The equipment in this office is there's I'm looking at 3 printers in one fucking office. I'm looking at a piano and a MacBook and 4 different microphones.
Yeah, and an amp and 4-5 guitars.
Yeah.
I can't remember what I was going to say, but I don't know.
I'm proud of you.
It's hard.
I'm proud of you for getting through the divorce.
I'm proud of myself for getting out.
Yeah.
Because it was the right thing to do, and I had to get out. And no, and most people, and if you're in a bad relationship, you got to get out.
We should pull a prank on your kids tomorrow.
Oh, that sounds great. That won't be scarring or anything.
We should go up to them, and I'll obviously be hiding because it'll be like a private family matter.
Yeah.
And you'll take them down. You'll be like, Charlie, Wyatt, I never got to tell you this, but you guys were the reason for the divorce. And then we see how they react. Right?
They would both instantly start crying. And you wouldn't think? Be able to post it. And you'd be like, oh, I can't post that.
No, I'm kidding. I always thought
you'd post it with one of those comments like, hey, guys, I know it looks like we were really mean to Charlie and Wyatt, but in reality, we
bought him pizza after and it was totally fine. They actually laughed at it. They thought it was so funny.
Everything's cool.
I have an apology video like right after. I'm like, it was Jason's idea. I didn't want it at first, but I figured they're his kids. I just got back from my apartment. I ran over to my apartment because the restaurant under this just happened. This happened like an hour ago. The restaurant underneath my apartment, it's a restaurant and bar, blew up. And there was like, I think 30 fire trucks and like
30.
Okay, I lied. There were like 12 fire trucks and like 20 police cars like outside
my
house.
I saw Dom's live stream. All of Highland was blown up.
It was completely blocked off. And
David's place is right in Hollywood, like where like the Walk of Fame is and Man's Chinese Theater where Jimmy Kimmel records.
Windows were blasted out and everything, and I did some investigating and I found... What?
I love you go private eye. I did some investigating. What does that mean?
I found out that it was
over your balcony.
AT&T, you remember when they came over? They came over the other day, and they were putting wiring all over our building.
Yeah.
They were, like, setting up, I don't know, like, a service, and, like, maybe the Wi-Fi, so everyone gets AT&T Wi-Fi through the building. And they, I think they went through, like, a gas line or something, and they caused the explosion. Yeah. And luckily for this explosion, that restaurant went out of business. Not ran out of business, but, I mean, just closed down literally 2 weeks ago. So if there were people in that restaurant, which there normally are, there's normally at least 20, 30, no, there's normally like 50 people in that restaurant at once.
Wow.
So, I mean, everyone would have been dead.
Did anyone get hurt?
One guy got hurt, but I don't think it was anything serious.
I mean, you think he was just walking by?
Yeah, he was just walking by.
Jesus Christ.
Nuts.
It could have been any of us.
Yeah, Alex.
I get Uber dropped off right there. That's where Uber drops me off.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, would have been me. You'd have a vlog for tomorrow.
That's where Uber drops me off once a month. You make it about yourself.
Well, that's like in 9/11. Like, there were people in LA making it. They're like, oh.
I heard people in Boston made it about themselves.
Oh, yeah.
What happened during 9/11? Oh,
you talk about 9/11 in Boston, they're just like, well, you know, that other plane, it came from Boston. It was right here.
Oh, like it took off from Boston.
Yeah, it's like, okay, I think we're worried about New York right now.
Yeah, I mean, that's, but to be fair, there's probably a lot of Bostonians that were on that flight, so.
Yeah, that's true.
But regardless, I was in my apartment, and this is what my roommate told me. My roommate Dom told me Alex ran in after the explosion. Like frantic, my other roommate. And he's like, where's Bailey? Bailey's our bunny. And he's like, where's Bailey? Find Bailey. And he put her in like a little to-go cage, packed his backpack, and he ran out of the apartment because he thought the entire thing was going to blow.
That was so funny when Dom said that. Yo, he grabbed Bailey and he got out of here.
Yeah. He grabbed Bailey and he just got out. He loves his bunny.
Dom was live streaming, promoting his album at the same time.
Yeah, Dom was like, our other roommate, Dom, was, hey guys, downstairs, there's a big explosion downstairs. It's probably a bomb. But make sure to check out my song. It's coming out tomorrow.
It's also very bomb.
It's also fire. These fire trucks are here to put out my hot song. But no, Dom's that type of guy who's just like cuckoo like that. And he actually got a call from one of his friends when he was there. And he showed him on FaceTime, like he showed him like where the explosion happened, and he showed him the fire trucks. And I shit you not, his friend was like, dude, man, this is very good for you. This is really good. Take the fake blood you have, go outside by the police officers, and get a thumbnail of you laying right outside the explosion.
Oh my God!
And then tell people that you were in the, make it a big situation, dude. This could really benefit you. And this was even like crazy. Like even Dom was like, uh huh, okay. And Dom's like fucking nuts. And his friend was just like, no, you got to do this, man. It's the perfect thing. You got to do this. But I mean, you've definitely heard all of us talk about the amazing shave that we get from Dollar Shave Club.
Well, we mention it quite a bit on this show because we love it so much.
I get a good shave, especially when I use it with their Dr. Carver shave butter. Mm. Holy shit. Well, I'm here to tell you I'm never giving up my membership. Mm. In fact, I'm adding even more DSC products to my daily routine.
Dollar Shave Club makes products for your hair, face, skin, shower, everything you need. They have me looking and feeling amazing.
And it's all their own, original stuff. They only use the finest premium ingredients. They deliver it to you just like they do their razors.
That means no more annoying trips to the store, cruising up and down the aisles, looking at shelf upon shelf of what the hell is that and what do I do with it?
What the hell is that? I use Dollar Shave Club for just about everything. They've got me covered head to toe. And with gift memberships and e-gift cards available, Dollar Shave Club can help cover the names on your holiday shopping list too.
David and I want to say something to you guys right now.
Yeah.
We want you to love Dollar Shave Club.
When are you going to teach your kid how to shave?
We want you to love Dollar Shave Club as much as I do. So we've arranged for you to try out your first month of their best razor along with travel-sized versions of their shave butter,
body cleanser, and yes, even butt wipes.
Yes.
For just $5. Mm-hmm. I don't know if we mentioned this on the podcast. We did a live show once. And there was a bunch of parents in the audience, and the parents hate the podcast.
That's not true.
All right, let me finish this ad, and then we can argue about what the parents don't like. Okay, anyway, after that, replacement cartridges ship for just a few bucks a month. It's the Dollar Shave Club starter set. Get yours for just $5 exclusively at dollarshave.com/views. Sorry,
there goes the Subway.
There goes the Subway. That's dollarshaveclub.com/views.
David came over with Subway and an orange juice. That's what he always gets with his Subway, an orange juice.
Why are you being such a dick? Anyway, listen to me.
This is so odd.
So parents usually don't like the live podcast because it's not their cup of tea.
What
lot.
Parents told you they didn't like it? Not one. There's not one parent. Because you're looking at people in the audience, and maybe because they're not screaming David Dobrik's name, that
okay,
you assume that they're having a bad time. I've talked to tons of parents at all our live shows, and they love it. In the meet and greet, they come up. There's people with Carmelita shirts.
You get so passionate about such stupid shit. Listen, hold on. Let me reword this. As I was saying, we were doing our show, and there was a guy especially that I kept looking at, and he was completely uninterested in the entire show. And then I brought up how I use butt wipes. Remember this? And he goes, yeah!
Yeah.
And he starts clapping. And that was the first time he spoke up or he had any reaction or he had any smile on his face. And it was the best. And that just goes to show you how fucking amazing butt wipes are. And for just $5, you can get them from the Dollar Shave.
Go to Dollar Shave and, you know, you can be like that guy in the audience.
Yeah.
Dave, just
uninterested and bored out of his mind. Jason gets so mad when I talk crap about the podcast.
You know why? Because you don't know shit about what you're talking about right now.
Okay.
You are so far out of your league. You have no experience to fucking say this. You don't. I'm telling you, I've done stand up for fucking 15 years. Just because someone's sitting there.
I know what a bad show is.
Exactly. Just because someone is sitting there, not like fucking laughing every minute, like they're having a good time. If you were in the audience, would you be laughing the whole time? No, you wouldn't.
No.
You'd be enjoying it, but maybe you're not like, ha ha. So it's like, You're just not.
I don't know,
wrong.
Man.
You're wrong.
You're being too aggressive about this. And we're friends. And I'm just 21 years old. I don't deserve any of this.
You're right. You're right again. I'm sorry. What was I doing?
Tell me what you were telling me about Trump.
Well, I just read that the Republicans passed a tax bill that is going. It's one of the worst bills ever. It's going to lower taxes for the rich. If you make $1 million a year, you will. You will have to pay $25,000 less in taxes. If you make $10,000 to $20,000 a year, you have to pay another $140.
Bullshit.
Yeah, I just read it. It's a huge article in the Washington Post, and there was a huge video on it. I watched it, and I read the article. And also, corporations are paying 35%, and now they're going to be paying 22% with all the loopholes because they didn't get rid of any of the loopholes. It's fucking bad. And what's going to happen is they're going to go after all the congressmen and they're going to see if they benefit from this voting. And there's going to be a lot of people that are going to get fucked up from it, I think.
Jesus Christ.
That's crazy, right? Well, I was just complaining about the taxes.
Also,
not to be hypocritical, but I was complaining to you about taxes the other day. David was great. David was like, I'll pay my taxes.
You know what I don't fucking understand?
What?
Is I'm lucky enough to make $1 million
sure.
a year. And that $25,000 tax cut is fucking nothing. It's so stupid.
Yeah,
I can't believe, especially like richer people. Like, why are they?
If you make $100 million, then that's
Oh, it's 25,000 on every million?
Yeah.
Oh, never mind. I love that.
No, I love that shit.
Make Trump, America, Trump, Trump.
Make America great again, motherfuckers.
No. But I still don't understand. I don't get the big fuss, especially like the guys that are voting for this, the guys that are like the super wealthy rich that are like making these decisions. Like, why the fuck do they care? Like, they're so rich. And I'm not even like,
That's their constituents.
What does that mean?
Like, that's like they... People paid them to vote that way.
I don't know. It doesn't make any sense.
They put campaign donations that keeps them reelected.
And if you make $10,000 to $30,000?
Yeah, $10,000 to $20,000. You have to pay another $140.
And then if you make over $20,000, how much?
I don't know. They didn't have that statistic, but I would assume, you know, it's a sliding scale.
That's amazing.
You know, maybe it's $280. I don't know.
Well, regardless, it's tricky out there right now with Donald Trump.
Yeah, I mean, I'll pay my taxes, but I like to complain about it too. I mean, I'm mad at this bill, but
yeah,
but then the $25,000, yeah, it doesn't make that much of a difference if you make a million.
You've been seeing a new woman recently, Trisha Paytas.
It's all the rage.
She's a YouTuber. I just got to know her. I feel bad even talking about her without her being here because I feel like she needs all the glory to talk about herself. She's great. She's so awesome. She's so funny.
Yeah.
And she's like balls to the wall. Like she'll fucking say anything. Like she's so open about everything. Like she told us like how much she makes on her. She has private Snapchats.
Yeah.
And she makes a good amount of money on these private Snapchats. Yeah. Like really good money.
Yeah. If you want to see Trisha nude.
Yeah, if you want to see Trisha naked, we might as well mention this. This is actually one of our ads this week. If you want to see Trisha nude at her...
Jason's a member.
Jason's definitely a member. No, but she's making a lot of money, like, you know, like a lot of money.
A lot.
I don't even want to say how much.
We can't say.
It's bonkers. And it's like, and she tells us like so openly, she tells me on the vlog that it's from her showing nude videos.
Yeah. It's not like sex, but it is her naked.
Yeah. Like she'll like cook naked and she'll go in the shower naked. Yeah. It's pretty fucking incredible. Like that she's making that much money.
Yeah. And then she's like, you should do that.
And she's having a good time doing it. Like it's like, you couldn't like, not even for a second are you like, wow, I feel really bad for you. It's like, good for you. Like, fucking, she seems so happy. I don't know. Every time she talks about it, she's like, yeah, I do that. And then she's gotten a couple of boob jobs. She's done the whole thing.
She's getting bigger boobs.
She's getting bigger boobs.
I've been spending a lot of time with her lately. She's really fun.
Yeah, and Jason.
But I'm not into a relationship right now.
Yeah, come on.
What?
Jason took like 4 months, not 4 months, like 3 months to tell us that he hooked up with her. He kept it a secret from us.
I told you.
No, you didn't.
Huh?
No, you didn't. I brought it up one day and you were just like, you seriously went.
What business is it of yours anyways? Who are you?
We're best friends.
Who the Oh, every time I say we're best friends, you fucking embarrass me in front of everyone and say we're not best friends.
You're not supposed to say that in front of everybody. That makes you look like a loser. What? You've said that? Dude, that sounded so funny.
What?
Every time I say we're best friends in front of people, you you're just like, I want you to go and tell our friends that we're best friends.
Yeah, well, you're full of shit, because when I say Brett is my best friend, I can see in your eyes you get hurt.
No, we're not best friends. I'll say right now, we're not best friends.
Okay. That's fine. I know that.
Like, not at all. Not even close.
Yeah, I know. I wouldn't want to be best friends with you. Not even close. You're such a dick. Yeah, because no one can be your best friend. Because all you care about is yourself.
Liza is my best friend, you fuck.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Really? Where is she? I haven't seen Liza
in
the last 5 days.
She's in
Houston. Fucking hiding from you.
She's going to visit her family.
Well, why aren't you there?
I heard you said that I was your best friend when Trisha asked you who your best friend is.
No, you heard it completely wrong.
No.
We were out earlier that night at Medieval Times, and Brandon texted me and she goes, is he your best friend? And I go,
and then you said, no, David is.
No, no. I said, Brand, I guess it's kind of weird to say that a 23-year-old is my best friend, but I guess so.
Oh, so you're better friends with Brandon.
I'm also a fucking grown man and I don't talk about best friends. Like, I'm in eighth grade.
Can't wait for the description of this fucking podcast. Jason and David talk about who their best friends are. Fair enough. I mean,
who's your best friend?
Liza. 100%.
No, your best friend. That's your girlfriend.
Dude, she's 100. Like, if something is about to happen to me, or if something's about to, like, if the world's going to explode, the only thing my mind will go to is Liza. Like, just straight up. Like, like, not even, like,
I'll
exaggerating.
I'll let Scott and Todd know.
Huh?
I'll let Scott and Todd know what you said.
I mean, that's how it is. Like,
I'll take this as an excerpt. And
the rest of you guys are my friends, yeah, but, like, Liza's just completely surpasses that. And, I mean.
Well, okay. I mean, I think that's your girlfriend. How about your male? Why don't we go male?
I mean, there's like I have like seven best friends. Like Todd Scott, Zane, Heath, Alex, Dom, Big Nick, Ilya, Jason. Alex from...
Jason.
Yeah, Jason from Illinois. He's a good guy, too. I mean, it's just, the list goes on and on. No, but I mean, you've had your chance to be my best friend. I feel like we're more of colleagues, like really good colleagues that work well together.
One colleague does what the other one says. Yeah, I think I'm happy. I spent a lot of time with you, for sure.
Now, we're friends.
I think so.
Oh, okay.
We better be.
Yeah. Liza asks me sometimes, she's like, are you friends with Jason? And I always say no.
What?
Because it confuses the fuck out of her. And she goes, what are you saying? And I'm like,
she does it as a joke.
No, she doesn't seriously. No, she asks if we're best friends. And I'm like, no, I don't even think we're friends.
You're just saying that to be hurtful.
And she goes, you're with him every second of the day. If you guys aren't best friends, then what the fuck are we? I'm like, listen, you got to trust me here. I don't know this Jason guy.
What are you talking about?
I'm kidding.
Just because I didn't tell you about Trisha Paytas?
You're my friend, but I would love for you to fill me in on your life, on your dating life, especially because I'm looking out for you. I want you to find a lover.
So you could put it in the vlog.
No.
Yeah. I saw you drooling the other night when I brought Trisha down and I started to interview her for my vlog, and you were like, Jason, are you gonna talk about this in your vlog? And I was like, yeah, I don't know, maybe. And you're like, and you just heard like the click of the camera, like.
I remember the first time I brought it up, just to see Jason's. Every time I bring up sex, I'm like, so Trisha, how's sex with Jason? Jason just fucking shuts down, like his entire body just goes code red. It's like a
because you have a camera on.
Yeah,
when you ask,
you get so nervous.
Yeah, I don't even want to see what you taped today. David shot some shit today in Todd's room that I don't know if I'm going to let it go through.
Posting that on Friday.
I might pull a Corinna and not let it go through.
Ask for a shout out?
I'm not going to ask for a shout out. I'm going to do a shutdown.
You know, next year I'm going to do a reaction video with just me and your kids watching all the vlogs back and seeing all the people you've hooked up with. And made out with, and all the times you've been taped to the wall.
Okay, Seth, Dom, Brandon. I haven't made out with any girls on your vlog.
Yeah, because you're a loser. That's actually true.
Yeah, I know. You can't fucking get anyone to make out with me. How many times have you tried to get Corinna to make out with me?
I feel like Corinna's like, I think the closest we got to Corinna making out with Jason is she was like, yeah, I mean, I'll do it, but won't people find it really gross?
One of the people being me. That's when Dave's out of ideas. He brings up Jason make out with Corinna.
And then even Jason goes, yeah, you know what? I think people will find it gross.
Well, she's so young.
Yeah.
She's really young. But yeah, Trisha's great, and I'm happy to have her around, and we're just friends.
Yeah, you're just friends. I mean, I completely understand that. But you know what I completely don't understand?
What?
Well, I do understand this. College and university students, listen up. This sounds like a new ad. Holy crap.
Yeah,
brace yourselves, guys.
NEFE.org coming on strong right now.
You've got a lot of things to worry about, and whether or not you're going to have enough cash to buy groceries and go out this weekend shouldn't be one of them.
This ad is lit.
Check out Cash Course. That's cashcourse.org.
Cash Course is a free website full of information.
Jinx, you owe me a start. To help you master your money situation. Cash Course has tools, resources, and articles that cover things like
understanding how to complete your FAFSA, how to manage credit cards as a student, how to compare job offers and fill out your tax paperwork for your first post-grad gig.
Oh, look, it says Cash Course has tools. I didn't know you worked for Cash Course. This website is brought to you by the National Endowment for Financial Education, a nonprofit whose mission is to help Americans live their best financial lives.
Yeah. Wow. I'm going to have to edit that out.
You might be thinking, well, nothing's really free, so what's the catch? But with Cash Course, there's really no catch. No hidden agenda and no cost ever.
Visit our special page at cashcourse.org/views and create a free account to get started. It takes literally 30 seconds, David.
Select your college if it's already participating or just choose other if it's not. That's cashcourse.org/views. And we thank them for sponsoring the podcast.
That's cool. I'm happy to. I will thank them.
Yeah, I mean, I would have thanked them regardless. Yeah. I'm going to thank them again. Thank you, Cash Course. This actually kind of spoke to me, the first line where it said, you don't know whether or not you're going to have enough money to buy groceries. I remember when I first moved out here,
Yeah.
I was making no money, and I had like $1,500, $1,600 on my bank account. I was telling you this the other day.
Yeah, you were.
And my roommate and I, like, we just got an apartment. It was like, we were like, okay, it's a lot. Like, we planned out the rent, and yeah. I was barely making by with rent. Like, I was like, okay, I can live here and pay for rent, and I'm good. I didn't even consider water and, like, you know, energy and, like, all the things you have to pay for on the side. And the first day we moved to L.A., we all took a trip to the grocery store. We walked because we couldn't afford to drive anywhere because we were being, you know.
Saving on gas. Literally that poor.
So we walked to the grocery store, and we were, like, buying stuff. And it was, like, we got peanut butter and bread and some milk. And it was like $14. And I just remember putting it in the cart and my friend just like giggling. Like, he was like, holy shit, this is fucking expensive. And like, that was like the biggest like wake up call
of
my life.
Out of your parents' house, no concept of what you're...
Straight up out of my parents' house. Yeah. I had no idea what was going on. And it was just like, we're fucking doing this right now. Like, this shit's it. Like, how are we going to pay for this food? And I mean, from there on...
Then you started selling your body.
Yeah. And then I started having sex. That's how I met Jason.
I showed you the ropes.
And then I bought peanut butter and jelly, and I would make it last like a week. I'd have it for lunch and dinner and even breakfast. That would be my only food is... I wouldn't even get the peanut butter and jelly. Like, you know how they mix it?
Yeah.
Because it was more expensive. I would just get, like, the $2 Jif, like, creamy peanut butter.
You get your peanut butter and jelly mixed already?
Pre-mixed? Yeah, you've never had that? The peanut butter and jelly mixed?
Nah.
See, why do I do the podcast with you? There's so many better people out there.
I don't know. I'm sure Zane would fucking agree with me, so.
You really?
Yeah,
really?
I'm pretty sure Zane...
Zane, my best friend.
...knows how to make a proper peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Not fucking like that shit you had in your bag today, the pre-made peanut butter and jelly circle.
Yeah, it's called...
From Smucker's.
It's called Uncrustable. Don't be such a prick, dude.
Oh, Uncrustables, Ungrossables. Trisha tried it, she hated it, and she fucking eats her face off all day long.
Just because your ex-wife is hooking up with some guy in London right now and you have to babysit in her beautiful home, doesn't mean you can be an attitude...
Oh, really?
Well, attitude monster.
I'll go into my fridge. I'll be an attitude monster. I'll go into my fridge and I'll pull out some fucking peanut butter and some high-quality fruit spread make you the fucking best peanut butter and jelly you ever had. I'll knock you on your ass.
Okay, just, you know what? Before you do that, you know what you got to do?
But you know what?
You know what you got to do before you do that?
What?
Call your ex-wife because it's her fucking fridge.
Oh.
And call her and ask if you can use her peanut butter and jelly.
I'm totally able to take whatever I want from the fridge or pantry.
Cut to you getting
the nutrition shakes.
Cut to you getting a call from your ex-wife. Where the fuck is my mixed peanut butter and jelly?
You know what? Even if I make... This is the really bad thing about you.
Huh.
This is the really bad thing.
Is I'm irresistible?
Yeah, that's hard sometimes. But also this. Even if I made you the peanut butter and jelly sandwich, which 99.9% of the world would go, fuck damn, dude, that's a good peanut butter and jelly sandwich, you wouldn't even know it. Because you fucking have no taste and no class.
I wouldn't put it in my mouth because I knew you probably wouldn't wash your hands before.
Huh?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, because you don't wash your hands. I said it on the podcast.
Here, smell my fingers.
No. Why are you giving me two fingers?
I go two fingers in. Hey, check this shit out. You want to talk about being an asshole?
Yeah.
David, we go out for Jack Reed's birthday the other night after we podcasted and he was calling
us. Are you bringing up the fucking tacos?
I am bringing up the tacos. And you could shut the fuck up while I do it so I can... This is my time on the show.
All right, go for it, Tom.
We sit down. We go to a really nice restaurant. They put down a bunch of food. There's three hard shell tacos.
Wrong. You already started it wrong. We came in late. Everyone has already had some food.
No, there was all new food that was delivered just to us.
Because they kept it coming.
Yeah.
They kept it coming, you twat.
Yeah.
And then the new tacos came, and no one was grabbing them. I waited fucking.
Oh, my God. You grabbed two of the three right away.
Because
you took two of the three. Take one.
Jack, my manager, looked at me, and he said, enjoy yourself. Help yourself. And guess what?
Yeah, that's not what he meant.
I ended up giving Jack $200 that day for dinner. Did you pay for the tacos?
Yes, I did.
How'd you pay for the tacos, huh?
I gave him a smooch on the cheek.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're a fuck.
Okay. You know what? Fuck you. You fucking know you're wrong and just admit that you're wrong.
Okay.
So then he takes the two tacos out of the three, and then there's one sitting there, and I'm saying, God, I would love to taste that. It's a hard shell, and I never get hard shells. And right as I'm about to he grabs it and starts chomping on it after woofing down the first two
seconds. I saw you reaching for it.
Yeah, you did. What the fuck? Where are your manners? Let me show you how it goes. He goes, oh, hey, guys. Oh, there's that last taco there. Is anybody going to have it? Does anybody want this? no, David, you have it. Which I probably would have said, no, David, you have it.
And that's what I assumed. I didn't want to waste your time.
Yeah, right. Well, you could have had a little class along the way.
You were busy.
And asked about the third fucking taco.
You were busy. You were busy having a conversation with someone, so I didn't want to interrupt. So I just took the liberty on myself and took the taco.
All you guys have no fucking manners. When we went out for Karina's birthday.
Jason, you leave our house without saying goodbye.
Huh?
Don't even start with no manners.
I've been saying goodbye from now, and I was doing that for a little while. I don't like awkward goodbyes. Goodbyes are awkward.
The first time I met Jason, when he came over to shoot with everybody, he fucking walked out of the house. And everyone's like, where's Jason? And someone's like, I don't know. He just walked out the door. I chased him down. I brought him. You remember this? I brought him back into the house, and I was just like, guys, he was leaving. And everyone's like, what the fuck? And he's like, I hate awkward goodbyes. So he just left.
I just don't like saying goodbye. Here, watch, say goodbye to me. All right.
I'll see you later, Jason.
Okay. All right. See you later. Now it gets awkward when I have to turn my back and walk out. That's awkward.
No,
I don't like it.
It's awkward when you walk out, we hear the door slam, and we're just like, did that prick just leave?
Why is it so important about saying goodbye?
I got an idea for the last 5 minutes of this podcast.
All right, let's do it.
How about we bring your kid in here, yeah. Wyatt?
Yeah, and tell him that Santa Claus doesn't exist.
No, I'll bounce around it, and I'll ask him what Santa's getting him, and we'll just find out. We'll just find out, okay?
All right.
All right?
Go get him.
Okay, next cut you're going to hear is from Wyatt being in the room. Guys, don't say anything because we're going to see if he believes in Santa. All right, guys. Put your hands together for Wyatt Nash, Jason's first son and only. Wyatt, go ahead and grab the mic. Introduce yourself.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Wyatt.
Yeah, that's Wyatt Nash. Wyatt, what grade are you in?
Sixth.
You're in sixth grade and you're 11, 12?
11.
Okay, cool. Well, first of all, I wanted to ask, is Jason a good dad?
Yes.
You can be a little more descriptive. What has...
That wasn't very convincing.
It sounded like we have a gun up to your head.
Yes.
What kind of... What's the best thing that your dad's done for you? It's okay. You can make up something.
What? How about the Apple Watch? Okay,
the new iPhone.
All right, how about this?
Paying for all the music things that I do.
Yeah.
Ah.
That's... You spend a buttload in music every month, in lessons.
Yeah, and Wyatt has to pay that back for when he becomes a rock star. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how rock starism works. You celebrate Hanukkah and Christmas.
Yeah.
Which is unfair. You know that, right? There's a lot of kids that are probably very angry at you. And for Hanukkah, has it already passed? I don't even know. Are we in the middle of it?
Yeah, passed.
It's passed. Yeah. What kind of presents did you get?
A recording thing for recording music.
Oh hell yeah! And you get Jason was telling me that you get a new present every day, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's kind of crazy talk, and that's a lot. And then for Christmas, do you also get presents?
You split them out evenly.
What do you mean?
Like on some nights of Hanukkah, you get like a really small present, and then on another night you get a giant present.
Ah, and then on Christmas, do you get big presents or small presents?
Like one big present.
One big present, and then do you make sure your dad gets you the big present, or like how does the whole thing work? Like, I don't know how you split up Hanukkah and how you split up Christmas. Like, how does the math work behind that? Do you know what I mean?
I don't really know.
They just get a ton of stuff. They get 8 gifts. Some nights on Hanukkah, the gifts aren't that big.
Yeah.
Like a coloring book or something or whatever. Like you got a journal the other night to write music lyrics in.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then on Christmas, you'll get like a couple of big things and then maybe some small things. But not Hanukkah. It kind of evens out. But you do get gifts on Christmas. Yeah. And then we're going to be in Boston on Christmas. So Christmas morning, what will you do?
Open a present? Or on Christmas morning, what?
What if Christmas morning you wake up and there's a bunch of coal, and and you got nothing? Have there ever been stories in your school where kids woke up with coal?
No.
No. Okay, so no one's been like screwed over and been like, hey, this Christmas sucks. Have you ever been mad at your Christmas present, like, and you didn't even want to tell your dad?
No.
No. Fair enough. I don't know. I'm trying to think. Where I was for Christmas last year, but I'm having a hard time.
Well, You were in Chicago.
Yeah, I wasn't. Oh yeah, I was in Chicago.
You were in Chicago, I remember. Did you get anything good for Christmas? No, what are you asking for?
I never do.
Is Liza gonna get you a gift?
I don't know. I don't know who's gonna give me a gift.
But what do you think about Santa? Do you think Santa will visit you this year?
No, I've been a bad boy. He's definitely not visiting me.
Really?
Yeah, I've been, and I'm also starting a huge fire under my chimney. And I'm going to make sure you can't get past that.
And you going to leave cookies for Santa?
No, I eat all the cookies.
Are we going to leave cookies for Santa?
I don't know. Yeah.
What kind? Oreos or Chips Ahoy? This is the $1 million question.
Well, why is a chocolate chip guy?
Both.
Jesus Christ. All right, well, that's all the time we have. That's crazy talk. Leaving two different types of cookies is unheard of. Thank you, guys. That has been Wyatt Nash in this new segment we like to call We Did It. All right, awesome. Cool.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, thanks, Wyatt.
So that was your son.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
You've met him a million times. Yeah,
that's nice to meet you, son.
You didn't go far enough.
What?
We were getting there.
Huh?
You didn't go far enough. We were getting
Dude,
there.
No, I...
Yeah, you get a dessert.
So I just feel like, I don't know. Dude, that was pretty intense. I felt like a secret agent. Was that the right thing to do?
What I deduced is that he does.
He does.
Yeah.
He does. He does believe in him. Okay, now we're going to bring him back here and crush his dreams. No, but from that, it looks like he still does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a funny thing because you can't ask him.
Yeah. That was this a weird thing that we just did?
Oh, no, he doesn't care. He loves to be on the podcast.
No, but I'm saying, like, was it like a weird thing? Like, will people be like, that's fucking weird? Like, I feel like we just manipulated him, but we didn't, right?
No, we were just trying to find out answers. I manipulate my kids all the time. How do you think I have the family channel? Subscribe.
No, but I guess we found out. So now the next thing is we have to convince your ex-wife to break the news to him on the vlog. That was cool. I literally felt like I was like a secret agent, like trying to like impeach Trump.
It was like on 48 Hours when someone's murdered and they like bring the kid in and, you know, there's a good cop and a bad cop.
And they don't want to like ask him specifically about the murder, but they want to be like, so on the morning of Christmas, when your dad was on the floor.
Did you see anything?
Who ate the fucking cookies? All right, guys. That's all the time we have for today.
Yeah, that's all the time we have today. Thanks for listening to the podcast. I'm going to say goodbye because I never do.
And thank you. My name has been Jeff. Make sure to buy our merch. There's new Alex Ernst hat merch. There's only 3,000 available. It's on FanJoy. Jason has merch. Yep. Watch our YouTube videos. Tweet us. Blah, 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 blah. We'll see you guys later. My name is Jeff, and this has been
Have a great holiday. Have a great Christmas if you're Christian or Catholic.
Bye.